friend of mine is a guitarist, really good guitarist, and he's taking medications because he's depressed. And I said to him, bro, would you still be depressed? Would you still need those pills if instead of playing your guitar on the street, busking for a few dollars or something like that, you had 10,000 screaming fans in front of you? Would you still need that those pills? Would you still be depressed? I said, well, no. And say, it's not a freaking chemical imbalance, mate. You're not who you are supposed to be. You're not doing what you are supposed to do. And your body is telling you to get out of the situation you're in as quickly as possible if you want to feel better, right? Now, we have somebody on the line here. We have Timothy.
Yes, Vinny. Can you hear me, man? Okay?
Yep, coming through loud and clear.
Okay. Yes, Vinny. Actually, I'm a big fan of yours. I catch you 2-3 times a week. You're one of those guys I watch and I listen to. Just to let you know right off, I kind of know your mindset. I'm a pretty big fan. And I wanted to just ask you a couple of questions, if that's okay.
Just a second. Let me explain that Hijacker is one of our hosts here in the station.
Okay. So if you want to ask me some questions,
well, that's okay. That's all right. You know, that's not important. Yeah. No, you're taking a look at the way the world is set up right now, and I just wanted to ask you, can you give me what you think is going to happen here in the next 3 to 4 months with this election coming up? I mean, how do you game what's about to happen? How do you game it out? Like, let's just say from here till January when one of the others sworn in for a second term or first term. I mean, how do you see this world and your worldview about how you think this is going to things are going to unfold, pretty much?
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't like making predictions, and I don't like looking towards the future because I've got too much going on in front of me right now. There's only one moment you really need to worry about, and it's not a moment that's 3 months from now or December 21st, 2012 or whatever. It's actually this moment. Right here, right now. And honestly, it's the only one you'll actually ever experience. You'll never experience the future because by the time you get there, it's not the future. It's the present moment, isn't it? So what I'm cognizant of about the U.S. elections, okay, dig this. Every single time you have an election, do you ever elect a president that actually solves any problems? No. So are there any reason to suspect that Romney or Obama will solve any problems? No. Has every single president wound up causing more problems than they're worth directly after being elected? Yes. Is the New World Order in control of said politicians? Yes. So, that said, does it even frickin' matter at all what's happening with the US elections? What's happening in the future? Or is it truly the only thing that really matters is what you are doing right here, right now, to ensure that your fellow Americans are not killed, enslaved, or impoverished by scumbaggery? Are you helping people to get out of their IRS taxes? Are you helping people to create entrepreneurial businesses? Are you helping people to grow their own food? Are you helping people to move into their first home? Are you helping people to repair their car? If you're a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, you can defeat the New World Order. But you must focus on your particular area of expertise. When you talk about the future, here's the couple of things that other people have said, is that we're heading for hyperinflation in the United States. The Federal Reserve gave $40 billion a month to buy mortgage-backed securities. Okay, now let me explain what a mortgage-backed security is. Mort, meaning mortality. Gauge, meaning grip. Security, meaning tyranny. So, they are buying death grip tyranny. Okay? Simple as that. which means they're going to own all the real estate. The Fed, private bankers, will own all of the real estate in America. So they'll buy your house off you that foreclosed on it, you'll lose all your money, and you'll go bankrupt, and then they'll rent that house back to you. Then they're going to take that $40 billion per month, and then they're going to put it into derivatives. And they're going to expand it. They're going to call $1 $40 and then gamble it on the stock market at 1,000 to 1 and create an even more enormous debt bubble than we've already got already. There's more debt out there than the world is currently worth. And I spoke with Lord Frederick here in New Zealand. He's only just been named a Lord. I'm just giving him some fun. But he's got the business acumen. You know what he does every time you go into a business that's like monstrously in debt and about to collapse? You forgive all debts. No creditors, no debtors, no nothing. Just let's just clear the boards. Gives everybody some breathing room. It's like, oh, you cut your losses. And this is something that needs to happen, I believe, in the United States, but it won't, is that you take all this made-up debt. They're simply pretending that this debt exists, right? So why don't we just pretend that it doesn't exist? Debt crisis solved! Is that not a simple solution? Right? So what about this then? You're gonna have hyperinflation. Might lead to civil war. Might lead to war with Iran. Might lead to XYZ. Okay. What are you doing about it? I mean, I know that you, Hijacker, you're a host here on this illustrious network. So you're doing something. You're not doing nothing, are you? However, you can't just do something about it. Also, you've got to shed your fear of it, as I say. It's like faith. POW camps in Vietnam produce some very interesting survival statistics. Those who were atheists or had little to no belief in God died in the prisoner of war camps. Those who had strong faith in God survived. Isn't that interesting? Because when you're locked away, no hope of rescue, no hope of freedom, and you got no faith in anything. You really are all alone in that room, aren't you? I choose to have faith in myself, and I choose to have faith in those around me. So it matters not what happens to me. It matters not how horrific the financial crisis might get. I will still be out there fighting to, protect human life. I think that's ultimately the highest calling anybody can really have, is to protect human life from those who would wish to destroy it or enslave it or corral it. And when you look at the future, you're talking about up through to February, January, right? Does it even matter? You know, you just take what's happening right now and multiply it. Everything's getting better and worse at the same time. I've looked at it like this. You got two cars, okay? They're on a racetrack. One's positioned halfway up the racetrack, but his speed limit is 50 kilometers an hour. And the truth movement is right at the fracking beginning of the racetrack, but we're going to go 100 miles an hour. Who's going to reach the finish line first? You know?
Vinny, also, I wanted to talk to you about something else, because you're in this business. You are a rock star among the alternative talk show hosts. I mean, you are you're one of the big guns, along with like Jack Blood, Sean David Morton. I mean, you're up there. You're
and I've only been doing it 2 years. These guys have been doing it 20.
Well, I know, but you're quick. You're quick, Vinny. You got a quick mind. I mean, you can break things apart pretty simple. And you got that that passionate frequency to your voice and your worldview. So you've been doing this 2 years. What I'm noticing And, you know, I go to a lot, I check out a lot of different sites because I'm a host of my little show. I, you know, I want to see what other people are saying or some information I miss. I steal from you guys all the time, basically. If I got a lot of stuff from you that I've ended up on an index card, where I've incorporated in my show. So I'm kind of a bottom feeder, so to speak. But I've just noticed all of these different alternative talk radio stations. There's a couple of dozen of them that are kind of up there. And I noticed each one seems to have their stars, so to speak. Like you're a star over on the network, where I listen to you, 2-3 days a week, maybe 4 days a week. Or sometimes I'll just hit you 15 minutes, the first 15, try to find out what's in your head. But what I notice, what is chronic, and it's chronic throughout the whole, truther, conspiracy, industry, alternative talk, radio stations, and it's chronic poverty, money. And I just wonder, why does every single station and every single host of your caliber and all the way, the people all the way down, there's people like me who don't even think about the money. I'm not even doing it for that. But the people that really put it on the line, why is there such a problem with getting support and money? You know, and I started to notice all these different stations. That's a universal problem. Everybody's always struggling to make, you know, to get that dollar to pay the bill, to pay the electric bill, or for Nighthawks station to basically buy the bandwidth. And I thought, all these different stations, they seem to have two or three stars, rock stars, so to speak, that carry the rest of the station. In our station, we got Kerry Cassidy, Sean David Morton, and one or two others. But I thought, what would happen if all of you stars, so to speak, rock stars in the different radio stations were to concentrate your firepower onto one station, which would automatically make it go the biggest and the best? I mean, if you were to get people of your caliber, Chris Green, you know the whole group out there, Sean David Moore, you know the whole group. I don't want to go through all these different names.
Well, the thing is, you're mentioning most of these shows, and they're already all together on American Freedom Radio. So the thing that you expect and hope would happen is happening, yet it's not enough. Now, if you want to make money telling lies, you can. If you want to make money telling the truth, you can't. It's just that simple. The world is not structured in an economic fashion to allow those who are intelligent, truthful, and conscientious to also become very powerful and use their truth and use that power to help others. The economic structure is fashioned in precisely this way for a very specific reason: to prevent any competition. All right, the New World Order doesn't want competitive people coming in there. But on the other side of things, Alex Jones is right. You got to be calling up, asking for money, doing money bombs, asking for sponsorship, doing all this. You know why all these people are frickin' broke? Because they're not asking for money. They don't ask, they don't get. And then they complain that, oh, it's so hard because I never even try to get any money and ergo I don't have any. I mean, come on. Me, I'm working all the time to get money, 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 money. Not because I love the money, but because I can get a new computer with it and I can expose even more scumbaggery. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to break. We'll be right back on the Siobhan Side Reese's show on freedomslips.com. We'll be coming back with Ravana, I think, another host. And so I wanted to address more of this this question from
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. We'll be right back at a break, so stay tuned.